This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. Warning, the following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
USA Radio, Newsmax TV, your relentless Trump warrior, son of a butcher, capitalist evangelist, American made and proud of it. Ass kicker, not ass kisser. Flagship station 790 Talk Now, KBET. Stations all over this great country, blessed by God. Syndicated by USA Radio, Tangible Investments, the main title sponsor of the show. We're in the Tangible Investments studio. Be among the first 100 callers, and Tangible Investments will send you absolutely free a 1 ounce American Silver Eagle coin along with your guide for investing in precious metals. You get the coin just for calling. They've been in business over 30 years, 3-0. And their main product, number one selling product, has beaten the Dow by a 3-1 margin since 1970. 3-1 since 1970. A company that's been around 30 years to receive your free American Silver Eagle. Call 800-780-9000. Find out what it's all about. 780-800-780-9000, 800-780-9000, or visit TII1.com. And don't forget, I read the story yesterday on the air about the billionaire in Egypt worth almost $6 billion, and he put $3 billion of it. Half, just about half his net worth he put in gold because he believes it's going to be a massive stock market crash coming, and he believes the world's in chaos and crisis, and you've got to own gold. He put the biggest bet you ever could, $3 billion of the $6 billion, is in gold. So you want to know about precious metals. It doesn't matter if you have $50, $500, $5,000. You still want to do what the billionaires do, 800-780-9000, 800-780-9000. Most caller-friendly show in America, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. And I wanted to let you know, Danny Tarkanian gave a website as he was saying goodbye. I don't know why he gave a more complicated one. His website, the simplest one, he's got multiple websites, so do I. I've got 20 of them. But the simplest one is DannyTarkanian.com, DannyTarkanian.com. That's all I would have given out. You want to read about Danny for Congress? You want to donate Danny for Congress? DannyTarkanian.com. Much easier than the website he gave out. So I'm giving you an alternative. And now I want to talk about what I think is the biggest news story of the day. If you're in Las Vegas or you're anywhere in the country and you suspect that terrible massacre that happened in Vegas on October 1st was not what it's meant to be. The police released the body cam footage from the Vegas massacre today. First, the blinking red light is that the first officer through the door, didn't have his body cam on. Very strange. But the real big one is this article that's floating around the internet right now. Conclusive proof of multiple shooters firing simultaneously at the Route 91 Harvest Music Festival. Route 91, by the way, is not related to Wayne Root, no relation of any kind, but it is the Route 91 Harvest Music Festival, and it says, editor's note, this article must be sent to every major elected official in the government, all the way up to the president, as the American people demand answers. And it says, the official narrative fed to the American people by the government couldn't be further from the truth, as irrefutable proof of two shooters has now surfaced, blowing the lid off the FBI, Vegas Police Department, and mainstream media's can of lies, which they force fed to the public. I'll say the same thing I said in the first hour. I'm not endorsing this. I'm not saying I know it to be true. I'm telling you it's out there and you need to know about it. And it should be investigated. At 4 o'clock in the following video, which was captured as the shooting took place, you can distinctly hear what appears to be a light machine gun firing approximately 100 rounds in the distance. At the exact same time, a 10-round fully automatic burst of gunfire can be heard near or within the venue in the foreground. The volleys are obviously being fired from two separate weapons, from two separate positions, proving once and for all that officials engaged in a massive cover-up of what really took place on that dreadful night. Go to 4 minutes in the video and listen carefully. Okay, so we've gone out and gotten you the video, and here it is coming in at 4 minutes. Chris, take it away. This is the video of the shooting on October 1st at Mandalay Bay. Go.
What is it?
Thank you.
the clubs and all of them.
That was the audio of the shooting at the massacre, the Vegas massacre at Mandalay Bay at the Roots, was it Route 91 Festival, I believe it was, Route 91 Harvard Harvest Music Festival. News story out at DC Clothesline, which breaks lots of interesting stories. They're the ones who broke the story that FBI sources have told them that this was ISIS and that the FBI leadership refuses to investigate, refuses to tell anyone it was ISIS. I don't know if that's true or not. I just know they broke that story, and it certainly lines up with my narrative. And then here's the latest video that came out that blows the lid off. They say irrefutable proof of two shooters has now surfaced. Now, what the police or the FBI might tell you is that that was maybe it's a made-up tape. I don't know. Maybe somebody added a second round of shooting that wasn't there. Maybe someone tampered with the video. I don't know what the police or the FBI would say. I know that I'm willing to ask all questions, and I know something doesn't smell right. Something smells actually very wrong. And so we wanted to bring it to you, and you can find that actual video in full at dcclothesline.com. All right, back to more news of the day, more interesting news. I think it's interesting to find that Dennis Rodman says Kim Jong-un, the leader of North Korea, had a change of heart after reading Trump's Art of the Deal. In an interview with TMZ, Dennis Rodman recalled presenting Kim with that very copy of Trump's book during his June 2017 trip to Pyongyang. And here's a picture of him handing the Art of the Deal by Trump to Kim Jong-un. He gave the Trump book and some other gifts. Actually, it's not just Kim Jong-un. Excuse me. It's North Korean sports minister Kim Il-guk. Can't make these things up. Who looked as if Rodman had just handed him a live tarantula, but presumably passed it along to Kim Jong-un. I think he didn't realize who Donald Trump was at the time. I guess it felt good to read that book. It felt good to understand him, stuff like that. I don't want to take all the credit, Rodman said modestly. I don't want to sit there and say, I did this, I did that. That's not my intention. My intention was to go over there and be a sports ambassador. I don't ask Donald Trump for anything. I like Donald Trump. He's a good friend. He claimed he was asked by the government of North Korea to talk to Donald Trump about what they want and how we could solve things. But anyway, the point is, I'm trying to make here is, so theoretically, a homicidal, maniacal, dictator, nutcase murderer read the Art of the Deal and now wants to denuclearize and make peace, and it's all because of Trump, and Trump could win the Nobel Peace Prize, and the world will be happier because this guy read the Art of the Deal and likes Trump. But Democrats in Washington, D.C., can't ever make peace with Trump. Isn't that amazing? And can't make peace with Republicans. North Korea and South Korea can make peace all over the Art of the Deal. But Donald Trump, you can hand a free copy of Art of the Deal signed to all 435 congressmen, and you still wouldn't have one Democrat who would care. You have a homicidal maniac who runs a country with starving people, and he cares. But you couldn't get a Democrat to ever care or make peace or be willing to read the Art of the Deal. You think a single Democrat has ever read the Art of the Deal? You think they would read it? So a homicidal maniac of North Korea, a communist country, is actually a more reasonable person than a Democrat congressman or senator. Amazing. Back to the issue that I think we need to pound day and night in this country. if the Republicans want to win elections, illegal immigration. Just pound it. And I love Texas. Let me pound that one, too. I love Texas. God bless Texas. All my exes live in Texas. And all my futures live in Texas. Everything I love lives in Texas. Texas seeks a nationwide injunction to halt DACA. See, the country's stark raving mad. The country's filled with communists and traitors and nutcases who need a rubber room, who talk openly of assassinating or impeaching our president. But in Texas, they've got their head screwed on straight. In Texas, they want to seek a nationwide injunction to halt DACA. Gotta halt DACA. Because DACA is caca. Wayne Alaroot, Warren Al. I got Chris laughing on that one. He's laughing in my ear. DACA is caca. It's no good. It's garbage. Wayne Alaroot, Warren Al, USA Radio. We'll tell you about Texas plans when we get back. All my exes live in Texas. Be right back. Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot. It doesn't take much for grocery store shelves to go from fully stocked to completely bare. Please don't wait for an emergency to happen to become a victim of chaos and a government that cannot provide. Make sure you have an adequate food storage supply and use My Patriot Supply. These are great folks I'm working with. They've helped me plan for an emergency. I'm here to tell you it doesn't have to be difficult. In fact, with this first step, you can make any crisis seem like an inconvenience. Get each person in your household a two-week emergency food kit from My Patriot Supply. They're only $67. That's it. $67 for 2 weeks of food that lasts up to 25 years. Call now, 888-524-6540, or use the special website, preparewithwayne.com. Preparewithwayne.com. Do it today and prepare so you can feed your family when a crisis strikes. 888-524-6540, 888-524-6540, or preparewithwayne.com.
Make your home an ADT home and help protect against break-ins, fire, and carbon monoxide. Get our lowest rate for fast response monitoring, starting at just $28.99 a month. That's about a dollar a day from the most trusted name in home security. Get ADT's tested, trusted, and proven security and service now at a great value. Don't wait. Call today. ADT. Always there. Now everywhere. Requires 36-month monitoring contract. Early termination, taxes, and install fees apply. Certain markets excluded. See terms and pricing at ADT.com.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot. I'm not just a conservative talk show host. I'm a father of four kids. When we all send our kids to school each day, the second most important thing is that they get good grades. But the most important thing by far is they come home safe and sound in one piece. Trained as an Army Ranger and former Deputy Sheriff Joe Curran thought the same thing. That's why he invented a product called Bullet Blocker. He invented the world's first bulletproof backpack. Now Joe has built a super successful company around safety products for your most precious assets, your kids and your family. Bullet Blocker is an American company. They custom make a ton of products, bullet-resistant backpacks, bulletproof clothing, vests, fleeces, briefcases. Bullet Blocker gives you the gift of life, clothing that looks cool but protects your children's life with the same coverage as police body armor. Everything works with Department of Education guidelines. Go to bulletblocker.com and enter code WAR to save 10% on your order. That's bulletblocker.com, bulletblocker.com.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
War now.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, War Now. You hear my skepticism towards government. I don't believe a word any of these people say. And so, you know, you wonder why. And, you know, number one, it's, of course, I was born Jewish. And it's amazing to me that most Jews are liberals, because if you're honest with yourself, you could look back in history and say, at every single moment in time, the Jews were murdered, enslaved, robbed of everything they owned, chased out of countries, raped, enslaved, you name it, tortured. It's government that did it. Why would you listen to government? I'm writing that commentary. I've already written the commentary about why Jews don't have to be Democrats, but I'm going to, you know, move it on to the next step now about what government has really done to Jews over the years in my next commentary. I'll be writing that for Sunday's Las Vegas Review Journal. But you also have to think about what government has done to me personally. I can think of three separate times where I was making not hundreds of thousands, but on the verge of making millions of dollars, and all three times government came in and changed the law so that I could make nothing. Not only did I continue not making hundreds of thousands, I made nothing. I was about to make millions, and government took it away from me. Government is evil. Government is nasty. Government is ignorant. Government is mean-spirited. Government is wrong on everything they do. Government fails at everything they do. And government is jealous. Jealous and greedy. They want themselves to get rich. They want to always put a roadblock in the way of you getting rich. And so the worst, forget about those three incidents. The single worst thing government ever did to me was when Obama, and I'm telling you, Obama himself and Valerie Jarrett, sent the IRS after me. And they did it because I was on TV day and night saying I went to Columbia. Obama was my classmate. We graduated on the same day, same major, political science, both pre-law. Impossible I didn't meet him, never met him, never saw him, never heard of him. Don't know a single other person who saw him at Columbia. And he didn't like that one, boy. He didn't like being called the Manchurian candidate. He didn't like others thinking he was the Manchurian candidate. Hey, but if it fits, if the shoe fits, you got to wear it, Manchurian. And so I was on TV. I didn't say anything more than that ever. I've never said a word about his birth, by the way, ever. Never said a word about his birth. It's funny that liberals like John Ralston call me a birther. You know, liberal lying frauds call you a birther when I've never mentioned Obama's birth in my life. And I've never even said he didn't go to Columbia. All I've said was, I'm answering honestly. I was pre-law like him. I was political science major like him. I graduated on the same day like him. Never saw him, never heard of him, never met him, never caught a whiff of him. Never met a person at Columbia who ever saw him. Went to the 30th reunion, spoke to people there, never found someone who knew him. And then interviewed the number one professor in the history of Columbia, the most honored professor in history. No one could graduate without being in his classes. And that professor, Henry Graff, said, no Obama, never here. I have major doubts he ever went here. That's not me talking. It's Henry Graff, the most honored professor in the history of Columbia, the head of the history department. And he says he spoke to all the professors in political science, couldn't find anyone who ever had Obama in their class. But there are, like, three well-placed photos of him in New York City at that time. And there are also well-placed photos of him at his supposed off-campus apartment with a Pakistani drug dealer, illegally in the country, who also went to Columbia, supposedly, and was his roommate. What a crew. What a crew. Let's assume Obama went there. He was too busy smoking pot, snorting coke, probably dealing drugs, and going to Socialist and Communist Party meetings. I've always said that. That's my real belief. I think he did get in. I think he did go there. I think he got in under fraudulent terms. There's no way he could have gotten in, because nobody gets in without being number one in your class at Harvard. You don't get to transfer into Columbia without being the top of Harvard or Wharton or Princeton or Yale or Stanford. In those days, Stanford wasn't even that good like it is today. Stanford's now number one, two, or three in every single study of best colleges in the world. It's right up there with Harvard, Princeton, Yale. But it wasn't in those days. See, even Stanford probably wouldn't have got you in transferred in the middle of your 4 years of college. So I think he got in through pure fraud. I think he was an American citizen who claimed he was a foreigner. So he's the birther. Isn't that ironic? Obama is a birther. He's the one who claimed to get into Columbia, committed fraud, claimed to be a foreigner. And if you think I'm just making this stuff up, how do you explain his first book was published? And I've published 11 books, and no publisher has ever published a bio of me that I didn't give to them and double check and triple check. And his bio said, born outside the United States, born in Kenya, raised in Indonesia. That's what his bio said. Oh, he didn't bother to check it, and the publisher wrote that without any input from Obama. They just made it up. So that's the line story he told to get into Columbia. Isn't that funny? But anyway, I got in this story because the IRS came after me. Obama ordered them, and Sam Landis beat him twice. And I owe him big time. Sam Landis is the best. If you have any tax questions, any tax problems, any IRS problems, he is the sponsor of this show. He'll give you a free consultation. It'll be with a tax attorney that's protected by attorney-client privilege. Very important. And he charges a low flat monthly fee, and he'll tell you exactly how long it'll be. Phone number 800-WE-HELP-YOU, 800-WE-HELP-YOU, 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. Don't forget, it's 800, it's all free, anywhere in the country, we help you with the letter U, because you're an underdog if you go up against the IRS without Sam Landis by your side. Thanks, Sam Landis, for sponsoring the show. Be right back. Hi, I'm Wade Allyroot. I was one of the biggest critics of Barack Obama in the national media. You may remember from stories at Fox News. Suddenly, I was under massive IRS attack. I interviewed all the top tax lawyers in America, and I hired Sam Landis. Sam did an amazing job. The entire IRS was out to destroy me, and we won. Not once, but twice. I didn't owe a penny. Thank you, Sam Landis. Many of you have hired non-lawyer tax resolution firms and have spent thousands of dollars getting nowhere. Do yourself a favor. Call Sam Landis and get honest answers about your IRS case free. After your free confidential conversation, you'll be surprised at how affordable it is to hire one of the top tax lawyers in the country. In many cases, it's as little as $500 per month for only a few months. Trust me, Sam Landis is the best. I'm passionate about this. Sam saved my life. The phone number is simple. 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. That's toll free. 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. Trust me, it will be one of the best things you've ever done. 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. 800-WE-HELP-YOU.
War now.
USA Radio News.
Ty Cobb, the lead White House lawyer handling the president's response to the Russia investigation, is set to leave his post at the end of May. That's according to White House spokesman Sarah Huckabee Sanders. Sanders said for several weeks, Ty Cobb has been discussing his retirement, and last week he let Chief of Staff Kelly know he would retire at the end of this month. And within the last hour, Attorney General Jeff Sessions made a huge announcement outside the Justice Department.
We are announcing today that we are adding 35 assistant United States attorneys to the border to prosecute illegal entries into our country.
Earlier today, Mike Pompeo was sworn in as Secretary of State. Secretary of State Pompeo has some huge expectations for the State Department.
As I've said, and I'll elaborate more, I want the State Department to get its swagger back. We need our men and women out at the front lines, executing American diplomacy with great vigor and energy.
This is USA Radio News.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995. Immediately. That's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 for your free author submission kit.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
All right, Wayne Allen Roots, Bullet Blocker is the sponsor of this segment of the show, trained as an Army Ranger and former deputy sheriff. Joe Curran thought the same thing. He thought the most important thing in the world, just like Wayne Root thinks, because I said this to Joe, I said, when you send your kids to school each day, the second most important thing is that they get straight A's. The most important thing. And that's why he invented a product called Bullet Blocker. He's invented the world's first bulletproof backpack. And now he's built a super successful company around safety products for your most precious assets, your kids and your family. Bullet Blocker is an American company. All products are made in the USA. USA. Custom make a ton of products, bullet resistant, backpacks, bulletproof clothing, vests, fleeces, briefcases, notebook inserts. Bullet Blocker gives you the gift of life, clothing that looks cool and stylish, but protects your children's life with the same coverage as police body armor. Everything works with Department of Education guidelines. Go to bulletblocker.com and order enter code WAR for Wayne Allen Root to save 10% on your order. That's a good combination, WAR and Bullet Blocker. I like that. That's bulletblocker.com, bulletblocker.com. Enter code WAR, and you'll save 10% If you are a parent and you don't go to Bullet Blocker right now, bulletblocker.com, or make a note to go to Bullet Blocker, you're crazy. You're crazy. Bullet Blocker is a godsend if you're sending your kids to school, a godsend. All right, let's talk to a guest. We've got Paul Preston on the line. He's vice chair of New California. His website's newcaliforniastate.com. newcaliforniastate.com. Hey, Paul, you're on with Wayne Root. How are you?
Hey, thank you for having me on. It's been an honor.
So I don't, you know, don't get mad at me now. I don't know if this is conservative, liberal. I'm not sure where you're at, what this is. I don't even know if this is meant for liberals to leave California because California sucks, or this is meant to divide it in a way that might get us a couple of Republican senators out of the deal. What? Tell me all about it, one way or the other.
Well, this is the only constitutional way to make a state is what we are doing, actually create a new state, put another star on the flag. There's a couple of other outliers out there that think that they've got the answer, you know, like this three-state split business. That is nothing more than a ruse for a multi-billionaire to appease all of his San Francisco friends and create three Democratic states. Now, can you imagine six senators coming out of the state of California at one time?
That's what I've been warning about. That's what I've been warning about. You might wind up with six, or maybe you come up with five out of six. Well, that's worse than you've got now.
Yeah, it's way worse than what we have now. And what we're doing in New California is we took a look at the population of California. It's about 40 million people. And we said, well, you know, there's two places where these people reside. They reside in the urban areas or they reside in the rural areas. And where I'm at in Northern California, it's completely rural, and we get absolutely zero representation. Now, there's a great argument there since Reynolds versus Sims in 1964 said one man, one vote. All of the representatives, all of the senators, they're all packed into the rural or the urban areas such as Los Angeles and San Francisco and Sacramento area. But the rural areas get nothing. We have no representation out here. And so all the decisions are made either by San Francisco or Los Angeles for the entire state. Nobody really has any say. We have now, of course, with Jerry Brown, we have a monoparty system. There are no Republicans that are of any note. In fact, the Republican Party in California is basically useless. It's non-existent. In fact, what they say down at the state capitol is that the monoparty system, the Republican Party in California is completely irrelevant. They've been saying that now for about 10 years since Jerry Brown got back in town. So what we are trying to do and what we are going, and in fact, we're forming a government right now as we speak, we have decided that we're going to give representation to the rural areas of California, which means about 80% of the landmass of California, from the Northern California communities of Oregon all the way down into Mexico. The only places is it looks like right now, believe it or not, this is just absolutely phenomenal. There's 58 counties in California, and we have had contacts from people in all 58 counties who want to become part of New California and get out of California. So what we've got right now, we've gone through a process over the last year and a half of accepting counties into New California state movement. We're incorporated and all we've got all the proper I's and dotted and T's crossed and all that good stuff. And we've become this monolithic organism, actually. We now have certified two New California representatives from, are you ready for this, 39 counties in California, and we're going to get another 10 more. California itself will be left to just nothing more than a strip from San Francisco to Los Angeles by the time we get done. We will have a rural representation, 18 million people in the state of New California versus 22 million. We'll finally get the representation for the rural California area. By the way, it'll be around 27 new members of the House of Representatives that California will lose, we will gain. And, of course, with ruralness, you get conservatives.
So this is going to be on the ballot just like the other one? You're going to be competing against the one that says you should secede from the United States? Is that right? And the one that says you should divide by three?
No, the one that is being done by a ballot and the other one, there's another one that involves a lawsuit. Neither one of those will be successful because they're not following the proper course pathway as it is to achieve statehood. We are following what is in the Constitution. We're doing it by the book. It's working. It's succeeding. We're making progress. We've got contacts in not only in Sacramento that are very, very interested on both sides of the aisle, but we also have contacts in Washington, and we are going to plan a little trip here to Washington pretty soon within the next 60 days to make our case initially for the statehood movement. We will be one of the largest economies in the world within 15 years in New California.
All right, so I'm looking at the map online. I went online, and if I'm not mistaken, the way the map looks is part of your state. There's two states. Part of it is red. Part of it is blue. Blue, I guess, stands for Democrat blue in a way, and red stands for Republican red, or you didn't mean it that way, but it's kind of subconscious, right? And red is the whole interior of California. Blue is the whole coastline. So you're going to kind of strip out the coastline where all the elite coastal liberal idiots are, and they'll be California, and you'll be New California, and that'll be a very conservative state, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, it'll be incredibly conservative.
Did you include San Diego in the New California? It looks like you've cut out San Diego, yeah?
Well, I think you might be looking at one of the rendering maps that we had when we were designing it, and what we had was yellow for California and blue for all of New California, and that included all the way down to San Diego, the border, Imperial County, Orange County, all the way up into Riverside, San Diego, Kern. We actually have portions of L.A. County that we're including because of their rural nature, such as around Palmdale and Lancaster. And we also have made now inways into the coastal communities. And that's a little bit of a problem, I think, for what's going on with California and what they might be thinking their state's going to look like. But the map you may be looking at is the one where we have it by colors. And the colors that are the red colors are actually counties that were taken in at that particular date. So you might have a map that's a little bit not accurate.
Well, yeah, there's a little arrow, and you can move around. And I'm now at the one you're talking about, which is divided by blue and yellow. And I could see the yellow counties are all on the coast, and the blue is everything else in California, which should be almost overwhelmingly Republican, I would think, the blue is.
Absolutely, yeah.
So let me ask you this. How would you divide, I mean, to me this is very complicated. How would you divide military bases and things like that? Will the federal government even allow you to, you know, to start a new state with military bases and the old state with military bases? Who divides it? Who takes care of them? Who pays for them? I guess being that this isn't seceding, it doesn't really matter. As long as the federal government's paying, then they don't care how you divide up your state. Is that kind of the way it works?
Nothing changes. We're forming a new state, much like we had the last two states to come on board, which is Hawaii and Alaska. We're forming a new state that's following actually the pattern of West Virginia. And West Virginia is sort of our spiritual friend in all this. They've laid down the pattern for us to follow. And we are following Article 4, Section 3 of the Constitution, which allows for states to be formed from within a state or pre-existing state. You have to get the consent, and you have to work with your state legislatures, and you have to work with Congress to do that. However, there's an arising problem here in California, and that is a problem in which Donald Trump and Jerry Brown just do not get along. There's a real attempt to actually do secede and form their own country, and that is being spirited by Jerry Brown. Jerry Brown, as I call him, wants to be the El Presidente of California. He wants a new nation. This is all part of his globalist thing, break down the borders of states and counties and the states of the United States and tear us apart. He wants a secessionist movement very similar to what happened in the Confederacy of 1861 and the Civil War of 1861. That's his goal. That's why you're seeing these guys with CalExit and Yes California. They're not a real movement other than they want to actually break away and destroy the country. And that is their stated goal, clearly. When you have George Soros and those kind of characters that are actually passing money into those kind of groups, it's a pretty dangerous proposition. This is a real thing that they're trying to do. And Jerry Brown is the master of it all.
Right, but when you say destroy the country, I mean, I think they'd be helping the country. Let them branch off into a new country, and then the rest of the country will be overwhelmingly Republican and red. I mean, it's not the worst thing I've ever heard to let California secede. Yeah, I think your idea is better, but I'm saying it's not the worst thing if they seceded. I guess it would be to you if you live in California and they suddenly think they're a new country. But for the rest of us, it'd be kind of great.
It would be a landing pad for China. China owns a substantial amount of property already. They've been buying up property thanks to Dianne Feinstein's husband, Richard Blum. All this drought that we've had out here, all this land that was laid fallow because of the drought now has been bought up by the Chinese farming.
Interesting. I'm looking at the new map on your new website. It kind of directs you to a new website, and I like the way you've divided it. It's a nice division. So I hope you succeed, Paul. I really do. We're talking to Paul Preston. He's vice chair of New California. The website is newcaliafornia.com, and so we'd have, We'd have the old state with two liberal senators. We'd have the new state, ostensibly, assuming two conservative Republican senators. That'd be pretty cool. That would cancel each other out. New California would cancel out all the liberals in California, which is guaranteed to drive them all to an insane asylum and a rubber room. Guaranteed. I like that. Paul Preston, Wayne Allyn Root, thanks for coming on. His website again, newcaliforniastate.com. Wayne Allyn Root, War Now, USA Radio. Be right back. This is Wayne Allyn Root. Just this past February, the Dow crashed 2,700 points. In March, another 2,100 points. Experts believe more volatility will come and perhaps an even bigger crash. The Dow lost 55% in the last big decline. Are you prepared for what could come next? You need portfolio insurance now more than ever. That's where Tangible Investments comes in. CEO Silvano De Genova specializes in portfolio insurance. He's been quoted on the front page of the Wall Street Journal, featured by CNBC, Fortune, History, and Discovery Channels. Tangible can provide asset diversification that is safe and liquid. Tangible can protect your assets from the coming storm. Tangible has a 30-year track record. Best of all, Tangible's products have outperformed the Dow 3-1 since 1970. That's one heck of a safe haven from the storm. Call 800-780-9000 right now to receive your free investor kit, and we'll add for free the award-winning full-feature film, Why Money Became Worthless. Call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000, or visit TII1.com.
This is Michael David from Seattle. I'm 51 years old, and 6 months ago, I started taking Andro 400 to increase my testosterone. Since then, I've lost 35 pounds of fat, and my waist went from size 38 to size 32. I have more energy, and I look and feel 20 years younger. And now, my wife tells me I have to take Andro 400.
Hi, this is Ron Johnson from Utah. After 10 weeks of taking Andro 400, I lost 13 pounds, and my waist went from 36 to 33. That was 8 years ago. I continue to take Andro 400, and I've maintained my weight at 172. Gained muscle and energy. I'm 63 now and feel better than I have in 30 years.
Andro 400, the natural way to increase testosterone, lose belly fat, gain energy, and feel great. Try Andro 400, the safe, effective, affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. I'm not just a conservative talk show host. I'm a father of four kids. When we all send our kids to school each day, the second most important thing is that they get good grades. But the most important thing by far is they come home safe and sound in one piece. Trained as an Army Ranger and former Deputy Sheriff, Joe Curran thought the same thing. That's why he invented a product called Bullet Blocker. He invented the world's first bulletproof backpack. Now Joe has built a super successful company around safety products for your most precious assets, your kids, and your family. Bullet Blocker is an American company. They custom make a ton of products, bullet-resistant backpacks, bulletproof clothing, vests, fleeces, briefcases. Bullet Blocker gives you the gift of life. Clothing that looks cool, but protects your children's life with the same coverage as police body armor. Everything works with Department of Education guidelines. Go to bulletblocker.com and enter code WAR to save 10% on your order. That's bulletblocker.com, bulletblocker.com.
War now!
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel. Great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customers. It works for me. Returned to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just two bottles, a four-month supply. I take Extendivite three times a day, every day. I think the supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime
and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
All right, way out of the roots, War Now, USA Radio Network. Coming up is hour number three. I call it the root reaction, the aftermath. Root reaction, the aftermath, because it's... I'm trying to give a distinct feel to hour number three, because it's my power hour on Newsmax TV. So it's kind of a separate show. You know, it's a national TV show reaching 50 million viewers, soon to be 60 million, little birdie just told me. And primarily Dish and DirecTV and lots of cable channels around the country, my understanding is, or cable carriers, my understanding is we're getting lots of new cable carriers. So it's a really big deal, that third hour, and lots of callers. And it's 8 o'clock at night on the East Coast, 5 on the West, so I call it the aftermath. It's kind of the day is over, and it's my reaction, the root reaction, to the biggest news of the day, and your reaction. So it's kind of a distinct property now, that third property, Newsmax TV and USA Radio. The sponsor of this last segment of hour number two, whenever a major crisis strikes, be it a hurricane, wildfire, earthquake, terrorist attack, we see emergency personnel come to the rescue. The truth is you are the best first responder. It's your responsibility to prepare and protect your family in a crisis. This is the day to build your emergency food supply. Get this special double offer for my friends at My Patriot Supply. Buy a two-week emergency food kit and get one free. That's right. Buy one, get one free. Take action now, 888-524-6540, or preparewithwayne.com. These foods last up to 25 years in storage. Buy both two-week emergency food kits are shipped free discreetly to your home. Supplies of this buy one, get one free are limited, and the sale is ending soon. So do it now and know you're prepared for the worst. That's what I do. That's my whole philosophy in life. Expect the best, prepare for the worst. 888-524-6540, 888-524-6540. 6540-888-524-6540 or preparewithwayne.com. It's not my website. It's not my company. They just gave that name so that they would have a separate website just for the listeners of this show, just for you. Preparewithwayne.com. Thank you, My Patriot Supply. All right, Wayne Allyn on USA Radio. Coming up, Newsmax TV. A couple more issues to discuss today. Texas seeks nationwide injunction to halt DACA. The seven-state coalition that filed a lawsuit against the federal government to stop the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program created by President Barack Obama is asking the judge to issue a nationwide preliminary injunction. Last September, President Trump agreed to phase out DACA by March 5th after Attorney General Paxton led a 10-state coalition requesting he do so or face a court challenge, said officials with the Texas Attorney General's office. I love Texas. But federal judges in California, New York, and Washington, D.C. blocked the wind down. And the D.C. Circuit Court on April 24th gave the Trump administration 90 days to fully restore DACA. On Tuesday, Breitbart reported the states of Texas, love you, Alabama, love you, Arkansas, love you, Louisiana, love you, Nebraska, love me some Nebraska, South Carolina, love you, and West Virginia, love you, filed a lawsuit in the Southern District of Texas seeking to end what Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton called the unconstitutional DACA program. This all happened on Tuesday, yesterday. Our lawsuit is about the rule of law, not the wisdom of any particular immigration policy. Texas has argued for years the federal executive branch lacks the power to unilaterally grant unlawfully present aliens lawful presence and work authorization. Left intact, DACA sets a dangerous precedent by giving the executive branch sweeping authority to ignore the laws enacted by Congress and change our nation's immigration laws to suit a president's own policy preferences. Love it. Love you, Attorney General Paxton. On Wednesday, the states asked the court to issue a nationwide preliminary injunction to immediately stop the program. Yeah, well, it depends who rules. If it's the Ninth District Court in Hawaii or California or Oregon or Washington, you're never going to get a good ruling, ever. So hopefully, being they filed in Texas, hopefully it rules in Texas, right? I'm not a lawyer, so I don't know how this stuff works, but there's got to be a reason why they chose the Southern District of Texas, because that must be where the judge will rule. Then, of course, then where does it go? Does it go to the Ninth District after that? Or some sort of federal appeals outside of that? I don't know. It's a travesty of justice that three unelected federal judges are forcing the Trump administration to leave an unlawful program like DACA in place indefinitely, said Attorney General Paxton. Activist judges should not stand in the way of the president fulfilling his constitutional duty. Our coalition is confident it will prevail with its lawsuit to end DACA. But in the meantime, the federal government must be enjoined from issuing or renewing any DACA permits under this unlawful program. Sounds reasonable to me. Reasonable for me. Once President Trump took office, Attorney General Sessions issued a legal opinion. The same reason the federal court struck down DAPA, D-A-P-A, meant the earlier DACA was also illegal. DAPA and DACA rest on the same flawed legal footing, said Attorney General Paxton. Go get him, Texas. Go get him, Tiger. We love Texas. And look what you're stopping from coming in the United States. Tijuana, 207 killed in the month of April, just in Tijuana. Cartel killings in Tijuana continued at an alarming rate, bringing the total for the year to 758, 67% increase over the same period in 2017. There were 453 homicides during the first quarter of 2017. Now there's been 103 homicides in January, 108 in February, 122 in March, 120 in April. Wow. There were 5 reported murders within 11 hours on April 30th. These guys are dropping like flies. Adrian Torres Gutierrez died of gunshot wounds. Horacio Martinez Arago died of a gunshot wound. Everardo Ortiz Rodriguez gunned down in front of his residence. Jose Zuato Soto shot dead while standing on a street corner. You want them in America? Sorry, I don't. Extreme vetting, baby. Extreme vetting. We don't let murderers in. How about this one? 5 MS-13 members arrested in Texas after illegal border crossings. They're coming over. They're illegal and they're murderers. Cut them off at the knees. Cut them off at the border. We don't allow you in America if you're going to come here and murder our people. War Now, coming up, Newsmax, The Aftermath.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com or call 253-678-1361 for hot and cold therapy. sunny-bay.com.